You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Troy Oppie, in today for Gemma Gaudet. When the coronavirus hit Idaho, events across the state were canceled or postponed. But at the same time, doctors are telling us that being outside, away from others, is safe. So one annual mountain bike race is still on. It just looks a little different this year. Joining us now to talk about this is Rebecca Rush, a pro mountain biker and the organizer of the Rebecca's Private Idaho Mountain Bike Challenge. Welcome, Rebecca. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Troy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're absolutely. So usually riders in this challenge would get together for a big organized ride and event in Sun Valley. Of course, it's got to look a lot different this year. What have you had to change?
Yeah, well, Private Idaho, Rebecca's Private Idaho is the big gravel dirt road event. And this we would have been going in, well, we are going into year number 8. And it's typically 1,500 people come here for 4 or 5 days and ride around the mountains here. And it's become kind of an iconic event in the valley. But obviously, it's not safe to gather everybody here for that kind of festivity this year. And so what I did, I wasn't ready to give up on my goals for the event. And, you know, I launched the event with the purpose of connecting people, celebrating our outdoor spaces. And it's also a fundraising ride for my Be Good Foundation, which provides access for more people to get on bikes. And I wasn't ready to give up on that, even though 2020 has dealt us a different set of cards than we thought. And so I really tried to get creative, like a lot of people, and how could I still meet those goals of inspiring people, connecting them, and providing bike access around the world. And so this new hybrid format is really, it's really kind of a global platform where I've put together an 8-week training program with access to my coach, my nutritionist, sports psychology, mental health and wellness, basically all the tools I have as a pro have opened those up for online community interactive training program for riders to prepare and then execute the challenge, the RPI challenge, wherever they are around the world. And so we will help people educate them on how to build a route that either 20 mile up to 100 mile or the 3-day classic stage race in our typical format. And so we've really kind of tried to meet all the same needs of the riders, the partners, doing a cool route, having a challenge, but just in a different way. And so it's different this year, but the cool thing about it is, you know, not everybody could come to Idaho even in a normal year. And so this has expanded kind of what Private Idaho has been all along into a different kind of hybrid format. So it's a different concept, but it's actually really cool. I'm really excited about it. And we started this week. And so the event takes place Labor Day weekend. The actual ride challenge is really the cherry sort of on top of this multi-week training community program. And it's connecting people, you know, we're all a little bit isolated right now.
Right.
And this was my way of answering that call.
This is outdoors, which is, as I said, was deemed safe, and I'm using air quotes, by doctors. but, you know, even maybe you don't have the numbers of people coming to participate in person this year, but you're still going to get some coming into a small town from other places. How are you trying to prepare those riders for a visit to a small town and, you know, the requirements of Blaine County and the surrounding area, but just trying to protect that group?
Absolutely. And that's a great question. And it's exactly why I didn't do Private Idaho in the traditional format of gathering at the start line, having big parties, because I felt, you know, personally that that would be irresponsible. You know, we live in a beautiful place and I get that people want to come visit Blaine County. So if riders are still going to come here, they really are coming on their own. And so the messaging is the same as anybody who comes to visit, is to, you know, please wear a mask and be respectful of our small medical facility here and our community. But I also, you know, I really encourage people exploring outdoors safely. And you're seeing a real rise in bike sales and people getting outside and hiking who maybe haven't done that before. And you know, the outdoors really is a healing place for a lot of people. And so I don't want to squelch anyone's desire to explore nature, especially in Idaho. It's such a beautiful part of our state. But honestly, this is where we are right now. We have to take part in all of our activities responsibly. And that means distancing and masks and having a little more of a solo adventure than a big giant group thing.
We're speaking with pro mountain biker Rebecca Rush about changes to her annual bike race, Rebecca's Private Idaho. So as you're counseling people to do this event remotely, how are you telling them to think about mountain biking in Idaho in their mind's eye because they can't be here?
Yeah, I mean, that's where, you know, the digital aspect is we have this whole online community where we're putting up new content every week that is motivation. It's videos of Idaho. If, you know, if they're remembering past years that they've been here, you know, people are exploring their own backyards, which is actually a really cool part of what's going on right now with people staying put and staying at home. But obviously, you know, people dream of coming to Idaho and they'll be back here at some point. And really the community aspect online is hopefully helping people motivate wherever they are around the world for their rides. And I'm always putting out great pictures of Idaho and hopefully that is giving somebody a visualization and inspiring them wherever they are.
You've been nicknamed the Queen of Pain because of your intense biking challenges. How was that nickname coined and describe how that really shows up in the style in which you ride?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been an ultra endurance athlete. And so many of my races and events are multi-day. You know, my last event that I did before coronavirus was in Alaska, 7 days on the Iditarod Trail unsupported. And so, you know, I have a different sort of appetite for really long ultra endurance events. And people have always asked, you know, what's your relationship with pain or these really hard ultra endurance rides. And ultimately it's my teacher. And I feel like this is for a lot of people. If you push outside your comfort zone, you try something that is harder than you thought you could do, you come out the other side of that ride or that experience a little bit stronger and more resilient. And absolutely the kinds of lessons that I learn on these long bike rides are really helping me right now in 2020 with all of us needing to adapt and be resilient and kind of keep forging ahead.
So people don't have to be scared of the pain as part
of
this event.
No, definitely not. And I mean, Private Idaho is accessible to anyone. There's, like I said, for 20 mile tater tot is the short ride to up to the 3 day Queen stage race. And really it's whatever pace and whatever level works for you.
And in the 20 seconds we have here, how do people sign up for Rebecca's Private Idaho Challenge?
RebeccasPrivateIdaho.com and registration's open now, and I'd love for you to join my team.
We've been speaking with pro mountain biker Rebecca Rush. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Troy.
And thanks to all of you for being here. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. If you have a question, comment, or idea for the show, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. I'm Troy Oppie. You can hear today's program and previous interviews at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Have a great weekend. Gemma's back on Monday.